Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano.
Boom. NXT. NX3 this week. That's right. Get to see some Ethan Carter action.
Yeah.
I died for your sins. He told us that.
He did. He did tell. Yeah.
And now he's back from injury. He gets to fight the monster among boys in NXT. The mini monster among men, maybe. And we get a little Johnny Gargano.
Yeah.
We get his wife.
Right.
And Lacey Evans.
She is on it, too.
Not a lot of investigating this episode.
No, none.
Like, what's that about?
I don't know.
No investigations. Regal? It's been our favorite thing to talk about, just doing Regal impressions.
Maybe there should be an investigation of where's William Regal.
Let's do that.
Someone else should find out.
We'll investigate. And we'll get back to you guys.
Right. I feel like I need to watch NXT again because we just recapped Super Showdown, and I feel like I forgot everything that happened on NXT. Good thing we took notes.
Well, that's what the notes are for.
Yeah. So, anyways, I guess we'll get right to it.
Yeah.
NXT starts backstage with Nikki Cross. She's in the boiler room, I guess.
Old Mankind.
Yeah.
She's back.
And she can't wait to play with Bianca Belair again.
Yeah.
And then once again, she just keeps saying, I know. It's like, yeah.
I know.
We know.
I know you know I know.
Yeah.
So they're going to play.
They are.
Her and Bianca.
Yes.
Going to do some little playtime.
They're going to play together.
Look, I like Nikki. I like this.
It's going to be nice.
I like her being weird in the boiler room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
She's a crazy, crazy girl.
Why not? Next up, we have Candice LeRae versus Lacey Evans. Yeah.
In one of those, oops, we bumped into each other last week, and now let's have a match moments.
Yes.
And
Evans is a good heel.
She's really good. And I think, you know, I like that she's like a little bigger than everybody.
Right.
But like she's not tall. Gross big.
No.
Just tall and kind of hot.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
She's a little buff, but not too buff.
Not too buff. I think in real life, you'd be like hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I liked how Evans did push-ups while she had LeRae in a leg scissor hold.
Yep.
That was nice.
That was great.
And then at the end, Evans told Candice, you're a loser, just like your husband. Mm. And then Candice gets a little Gargano-y. Mm. She kind of snaps.
Yeah.
And she attacks Evans in the corner, but the ref pulls her off. She does it again. The ref pulls her away another time and warns her. So Candice just walks back to Evans and then gets hit with the women's rights.
Yeah, and this looked like just a slap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was just like a boom.
It's just a punch.
Lights out.
Yeah.
So you need something better than that. You can't have a punch. Even if you're Big Show, you can't just have a punch as your finisher.
Right.
It's a punch. I get it. Your fist is huge. But Lacey Evans is going to punch and that's it?
Yeah.
Even like John Cena's new crossover punch. It's just...
Right.
It's no good. It's not in a world where indie wrestling is becoming more popular because people can do crazy moves. You can't do a punch.
And Cena's just doing that just because he's filming a movie in China. I guess. How stupid is that? So.
Yeah.
Next up, we have a video package for the Triple Threat North American Championship match, which is happening next week. Ricochet says he wants to make the title mean more than any other title in WWE. Pete Dunne wants to hold two titles at once, and Adam Cole says the only reason anyone cares about this championship is because of me. Mm. So that should be a really good match next week.
Yeah.
And I imagine Ricochet will retain, but we will see.
I imagine, especially in a tape situation.
Yeah. Next up, we have another backstage home video from the NXT champion. Tommaso Ciampa issues a word of warning to Velveteen Dream, since the Dream insinuated that Ciampa attacked Aleister Black.
Yeah.
Ciampa says, I'm the guy that ended the fairy tale. I'm the guy that exposed the mystique. And if you're not careful, I'll be the guy that turns the Dream into a nightmare.
And I agree with him.
Yeah.
I just love him.
Of course.
I love him.
He's fantastic.
Yeah.
How can you not? Next up, we have the Forgotten Sons versus three jobbers. Three random jobbers that we've never seen before, ever. Right. And we'll never see ever again, ever.
Yep.
Steve Cutler has a broken nose, so he has a protective mask on his face. But it was a typical squash match. And Jackson Ryker gets the win after hitting the slingshot powerbomb, which I love. I think that's a really cool finisher. And the jobber got some really good airtime or hang time.
Yeah, when stables start like this, like when Sanity started, did they start like this? Or they just were beating jobbers every week for a little while?
Probably, yeah.
So they could be, and they could turn into something.
Although we haven't seen Sanity in a while.
Jesus.
We haven't.
Come to the main show and go on vacation.
Right.
Yeah.
Next up, we have a video package for Shayna Baszler.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know. We see her working out, and she says, the world has evolved, women's wrestling has evolved, and at WWE Evolution, Kairi Sane is going to know Shayna Baszler has evolved.
Oh, did she turn into something?
Into a jobber.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, she's been losing.
She has been losing.
Next up, Kathy Kelly interviews Bianca Belair backstage, and it's the same promo she's been doing for weeks. You know, just, I'm undefeated. And, you know, she's going to beat Nikki Cross.
And is that next week?
Yes. It is next week.
Okay. Yeah, I'm guessing she doesn't lose if she's undefeated. Another no finish?
Yeah.
Another one?
Maybe, like a, I don't know. A double DQ, I don't know.
Double D down. Maybe. Yeah, probably, right? Because you can't just bury Nikki now.
Right.
Not on an episode of NXT.
Yeah, I don't know. Or she can get a win over Bianca, and then Bianca can get, like, two wins over her. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see. Next up, we have Johnny Gargano versus Tony Nese. Nese is interviewed backstage before the match and said he came to NXT to take it over. He's only the 100th man to say that.
Yeah.
I think.
Yep.
About NXT.
Take it over.
But he's crazy athletic.
He's amazing.
He can do anything. That guy's
and he's
awesome.
Ripped.
Yeah. He kind of looks like Neville, actually.
He does?
He hits a 450 splash, but Johnny kicks out of that.
Yeah.
A lot of big kickouts here. Mm-hmm. But in the end, Johnny gets the win, making Nese tap to the Gargano escape.
Yeah. And the fans, like, when he does the 450 and he goes for the pin, like, the fans were into this.
Yeah.
It was like one, two, and then, like, when he kicked out, the fans were like, oh!
Right.
Like, it's like, did they want Tony Nese to pin Gargano?
Maybe. Once again, they were chanting, Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Failure, so.
Yeah. So I guess they wanted maybe Nese to win because it's part of this arc for Johnny.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you have to keep losing because
that's the storyline. I'm really starting to lean to Johnny Gargano being Aleister Black's attacker.
Wow. And then, like, heel turn?
I guess. Or he's just ashamed of himself for what he did. I don't know, because I don't know. It just seems like, because he even holds up like a Johnny Wrestling sign. He's trying to be like super nice now after he like lost his mind.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it could be.
It seems like they're just trying to swerve us by like having him be all super nice all of a sudden.
Like, hey, you know, sorry, Aleister. I wanted Ciampa to myself.
Right.
So I had to take you out. That's part of it.
And they'll just have a
match. Not right in the brain.
Like, they'll have a match.
And they'll have a match.
Or maybe we'll get the triple threat.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm kind of worried that maybe Gargano doesn't win the NXT championship ever. Although, like...
Maybe not. Vince, that was the one day McMahon's like, all right, let me see what's happening here. What? You have this little man winning?
Yeah.
He's too small. So, sorry, he never wins. I'll look at this again in a year.
Right.
Like, God, what was the last thing Vince said? Johnny can't win? Damn it.
Are we sure he's watching this Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, we're certain that he's not. All right.
Right.
Let me change it. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, it seems like it's the only way, though, for Ciampa to lose his title, but
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm starting to lean that Johnny's the attacker. I don't know. We'll see. Next up, we have Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch video package. Mm-hmm. They cover Lorcan getting injured at their takeover match when they lost to the Undisputed Era, but they still want to be the NXT Tag Team Champions one day.
So, like, what's the point of this? You've obviously got the tag team division's busy.
Yeah.
It's very busy.
Right.
Then they're going to show this package, a couple of guys that basically lost and we moved on from.
Right.
What is the point of this?
I don't know.
Okay. I was just curious. Like, these guys are done. They had their shot. They should probably break up or something.
To make some people think that they'll win, maybe. But they won't. They definitely won't.
They won't. Definitely won't.
No.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Lars Sullivan versus EC3 for the main event. And Sullivan comes out first, then EC3, mm-hmm. who teases doing his normal entrance, but then charges the ring. But EC3 does get some good offense in. He tries to pick up Lars for his finisher, but he can't because he's just too big.
So big.
They ended up outside the ring, and Lars hit EC3 with the freak accident on the apron.
Ouch.
And then he threw EC3 back in the ring, and he hit EC3 with a diving headbutt off the top rope.
Has he done that before, Lars?
Maybe.
Yeah,
like
I'm not
once
sure.
or twice.
It was an interesting finisher.
Yeah.
And then pins EC3 cleanly.
Yeah. A bloody EC3.
Yeah.
He's all bloodied
Real
up.
Beat up.
He's always, like, fucked up. He always bleeds and everything.
So, buried?
Nah, he lost to a monster. He lost to the monster. Everyone loses to Lars.
Yeah, I guess, unless your name is Aleister Black.
Yeah.
All right.
Because they're not going to give Lars the fucking title.
If Johnny can't get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I guess. I thought
he's. I mean, he has.
Nice comeback
I mean, but
here.
No, yeah, you're right. He has lost a lot.
He has.
He's lost every takeover. So, yeah.
I'm hoping he's not getting buried because I really like this guy. I would almost say you start grooming him to take the title off of Ciampa if you're not going to give it to Gargano.
How do you not give it to Gargano?
I'm just saying. If you're not, this is your guy.
Like,
and he's losing.
I don't know. Like, what are you saving it for? It has to be like a specific takeover. Are they waiting like to do a takeover Cleveland? I don't know. But yeah, next week we got Bianca Belair versus Nikki Cross. We got Keith Lee versus Kona Reeves. Bleh. And then we have Ricochet, Dunn, and Cole for the North American Championship.
That should be a crazy, crazy match.
Yeah.
I'm guessing 5-star possibility for that one.
Right.
I really am.
Yeah. But overall, this was a good show.
Yeah.
There wasn't anything I didn't like. Like, I actually liked everything.
Right.
So with that being said, who was your worst dressed?
Mine was Candice.
Candice LeRae. Yeah, what was the purple lipstick she had?
What was the weird, funky clothes that she was wearing?
I don't know.
Weird designs. Just weird.
I'll go with the three jobbers that the Forgotten Sons
fought.
Beat up.
Yeah, they were dressed kind of funny, too.
Again, they're just three random guys. Like, that's a stupid thing when you're fighting three jobbers and they look like they don't belong together.
Yeah.
Because they don't. And you just randomly put them in the ring, like, hey, you three, come on, you're gonna lose to these guys in 5 minutes.
Right.
Best dressed?
Lacey Evans. My girl is bringing it every week right now.
Yeah, Lacey Evans.
I want to see her like in a scene where like she's in a tub,
uh-huh.
like a bubble bath.
Yeah.
And you see like almost her entire legs.
Eating a meat pie.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, we get Jey Uso in a tub. This is the best era of all time.
We need Lacey Evans.
The current era is the best era. We get Jey Uso in a tub.
Wow.
That's who we get in the tub.
Yeah.
Worst moment?
I have the baby.
Okay.
Like, yeah, whatever. You know what I mean? She's boring. Thanks for reminding us.
And that's just like by default because like it's not like it was bad or anything. It was just like.
By
like
the fault.
I didn't have anything just because
there was
wasn't
nothing
anything
that was
I
that bad.
Didn't like, yeah,
right.
So whatever. What was your best moment?
Probably just, again, Ciampa talking.
Ciampa.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, I'll go with that.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Reese's Pieces time. So there's rumors of NXT moving to 2 hours. That started up again. Mm. Or possibly they'll just air 2 episodes back-to-back or something.
Man, I love this hour.
Right.
I love this tight hour. How many matches did we have? We had, what, 3 matches? Four?
At least.
Lars,
1, 2,
Gargano.
3, 4.
4 matches
four
in
an
1 hour.
Yeah.
And that was great.
Right.
And you had some storylines, some promos. If you wanted to do investigation promos or investigation scenes instead of the promos, you could have. So, yeah, I'm not really sure.
Raw does like 2 matches an hour.
I know. I just don't want it to turn into Raw.
Yeah.
2 hours of NXT. Ugh. They're already going to start killing time, I bet. So I hope this doesn't happen. I like their 1 hour.
Right, because then, like, you're going to be... If it's 2 hours every week, then, like, we're going to be seeing Kona Reeves every week just because you need to fill matches.
Someone
fill
to pin.
Time.
You need someone to pin.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We don't need that.
Right.
Lita also recently spoke with the UK Sun and had some very nice things to say about Bianca Belair. Mm. Lita said she's physically gifted, a great attitude, and when I first saw her, she had that intangible star quality that I just want to see more. So that was nice of Lita. And then Charlotte also called Bianca the future. Mm. She's the future.
You don't got no future, Jack.
None.
Look, we already said she was talented. We talked about it recently.
Yeah.
We think she's super talented, and we're excited to see what she can do.
That's right.
Yeah.
For sure.
For sure. You got some fan questions?
I do.
Let's dig in.
All right, Gabriel Ballin, a few weeks back on Labor Day when The Shield was arrested but later returned to the show at the end of Raw, wouldn't it have been better to film the whole segment of The Shield being booked and processed in jail instead? How would you produce the segment with each member being in jail? I mean, that would have been cool if they were in a jail, but then you got to find a jail or something that looks like a jail.
So they want to show them getting processed?
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't have gone that route. I like the idea of we don't know if they're coming back or not, even though we kind of knew they were coming back.
Right.
Take them off in the paddy wagon. Let me see them later. I don't know. Showing them in jail and getting processed, it almost would have been too real.
Uh-huh.
Like this way, you don't know. Do they talk themselves out of it? Was it a connection?
Right.
Was it Dean Ambrose's
dad?
Well,
yeah, we don't know. Right.
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't exactly know.
Yeah.
As far as we know, Dean Ambrose's dad got him out of jail and was like, just take the car.
Right.
Just take the cop truck, whatever.
Yeah, because they came back in that, right?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Rand the Man, Push Fire Barry, Isaac Yankum returning as Kane, Nikki from the Spirit Squad returning as Dolph Ziggler, and Thomas Whitney returning as Tommaso Ciampa. I'm guessing Thomas Whitney was when he played the attorney that Undertaker murdered.
So, like, these things that actually happened?
I guess. Push Fire Barry? I mean, it's kind of confusing. Like, what are we pushing? We're pushing Isaac Yankum.
I think it's like the idea of this guy became this.
Like, they were so bad.
So I would say I would push the Nikki one because we knew who that was. It's like, oh, look, Nikki is now Dolph Ziggler.
Uh-huh.
And I would say Barry Isaac Yankum because, again, we kind of recognized that a little bit, although Kane was in a mask. But I would say we're firing.
Well, Kane was Isaac Yankum, then Fake Diesel, right?
Yeah.
And then Kane.
Yeah.
I was thinking of this in the way of like who had the worst gimmick and then the best gimmick.
Well, then
nothing was worse than Isaac Yankum, right?
Being the Undertaker's lawyer?
Dentist? Well, he wasn't the Undertaker's lawyer.
He was like
Muhammad Hassan or I think their lawyer or some shit.
Yeah, anyway, if it was the way I thought I did my Push Fire Barry, Andrews would probably be Yankum, Ciampa, then Dolph. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Eric Edwards, what would a conversation between Vince and Sean about wrestling for the Saudis sound like? Mm. I guess you'd be Vince. I don't know.
Sean, I wanted to talk to you about something.
What is it, Vin Man?
I know. I'm over here.
What is it, Vin Man?
I know that... You never wanted to wrestle again, but they're offering all this money.
Look, Vin Man, hey, how many times do I have to tell you, you try me to wrestle AJ Styles, Seth Rollins. If I'm not going to wrestle those guys, I'm definitely not going to get back in the ring for anyone else.
Here's how much money they're offering you.
What's this?
That's how much money they're offering.
Let me see here. I must be looking out of my lazy eye, because I think this says $5 million, but that can't be right.
Yes.
Are you serious?
That's right.
Okay.
That's all it would take for me. I mean, if you can, like, basically make it so that your kids don't have to work.
And who am I fighting?
Solved.
Who am I fighting?
The Brothers of Destruction.
Okay.
Yes. But first, I need you to run around like a little bitch during the Australia show.
Right.
And take two bumps with a punch to the face. What was that about?
Getting knocked out by just regular strikes.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess I'm leaning Gargano as the guy now just because of the weirdness. And now just he's in the limelight. And I think the Ono talks have died down.
Right. I don't know. I feel like we're going to get the triple threat that we didn't get.
Another new
Brooklyn,
guess.
I think we're going to get the triple threat at, you know, TakeOver, what, Los Angeles?
Los Angeles?
The night before Survivor Series, yeah.
Mm. Wow. So many weeks left. So many times.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, that's it. That was a short recap, but, you know, what else is there to say?
There's
a good show.
It was entertaining, and we'll see what happens moving forward. I saw Venom last night.
Oh, how was that?
Yeah, I thought it was really good. I saw some online reviews saying it was Catwoman bad, so I got a little nervous.
It had like a 28 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Really?
Yeah.
But who chooses that?
I don't know.
People?
No.
So, I think some guy.
No, it's multiple people. I think it's like critics, you know?
Yeah. But I watched it, and I was fine with it.
Yeah? What would you rate it? Would it be fresh?
Yeah. What does it have to be fresh?
I don't know.
B+?
B+?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought it was entertaining. Tom Hardy's an amazing actor. Amazing actor.
He definitely is.
And he does amazing acting in this, because you kind of have to, the way they create the character and they create Venom and everything.
Right.
And then Venom is its own thing. And Venom is talking to Eddie Brock the entire movie. So they're having these internal conversations.
Right.
And they're amazing.
Yeah.
You know?
Those definitely looked good in the trailers.
Like, Venom would be like, he's talking to a friend. I think we should eat him. He's like, no, we're not eating him. Like, stuff like that.
Right.
And then his ex-wife or his fiance or whatever, she's like helping him. And Venom's like, I like her. You know, like that. So these little internal conversations are great. B+. Only didn't give it an A just because I've seen a lot of great movies. Like,
so better than Super Showdown?
Better just barely, just by a letter grade.
What about, did you see the trailer for season 3 of Daredevil?
I did not.
You didn't?
Did it look good?
Yeah, you've watched both seasons, right? Yeah, that was like out of nowhere, like... Just the other day, they're like, oh, here's the trailer for season 3. Comes out in 2 weeks. It's like, wait.
How did season 2 end?
Season 2 ended with him telling what's-her-face, Redhead, that he's Daredevil.
Mm.
But then we had the Defenders.
Right.
So this is after the Defenders.
Is that weird, having the Defenders then going back to his own season?
Well, you'd have to watch the Defenders, I guess, to understand, because... Like, remember, they thought he died at the end of Defenders.
Oh. Didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't watch it?
No.
You should watch Defenders.
Really?
Yeah, exactly. It was really good, yeah.
I heard Iron Fist was horrible.
Well, this is not Iron Fist.
So I can skip Iron Fist?
Yeah.
And Luke Cage?
You can. I liked Luke Cage. I actually kind of liked Iron Fist as well. I didn't hate it. Mm. But apparently Iron Fist Season 2 is way better. Everyone's saying, like, Season 2 Iron Fist, like, was way better.
And there were two Luke Cages already, right?
Yeah.
Man, they're pumping these
out. I have to get caught up there, too.
They are pumping these out.
Yeah, they are. And then Walking Dead starts tomorrow.
Holy
crap. Comes
back
tomorrow. Yeah. The last season of The Walking Dead.
Pretty much.
For me.
For you. Pretty much.
We could recap that every week after NXT.
Yeah.
Recap Walking Dead. I don't think I'll be able to keep watching once Rick dies.
I know.
I just...
Dies or he just leaves?
Why would he leave? Bye, Michonne.
He's such a survivor. And Michonne? I don't know.
I mean,
we'll see how
you would
do
think
it.
Like Negan kills him or something, right?
So like Negan is still a huge part of the story.
You think? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, you're just getting this new world ready.
They want
for
him
me.
To be in jail, but
they big mistake.
You kill him, the next guy that like steals something, then you create jail for that person.
Right.
You know, Negan exactly. You kill. You kill Negan.
Right.
And like if Lori just went up to Negan and was like, hey, I just wanted to check on the prisoner. Boom!
Yeah.
Like, would Rick really care? Would Rick be like,
no!
Yeah, my system! Shoot Lori!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you're in jail.
No, he'd be like, fuck, okay, we'll start with the next guy. Totally understandable. Yeah.
It's, yeah.
You kill Negan because, yeah, what if he gets out? What if he starts an uprising? What if he can create what he created before?
Right.
He's way too dangerous in this new society.
Has Rick ever watched any Batman cartoons or comics? The Joker always gets out.
Always.
He's your Joker.
Always.
So.
Oh, maybe that's why he didn't kill him.
Because he loves him.
Can't have Batman without
the Joker. Deep down,
he
loves him. Well, but he's going to die. It's
well, we'll see.
Six episodes in, they said. He's only in the first six episodes.
What?
They said that. Like it's not even a spoiler.
They said in six episodes he's gone.
They just said he's only in the first six episodes of the season.
Well, I did not know that.
I would have listened to every little conversation they have. I would have guessed like he dies episode one, but they said that episodes in. Yeah,
we'll see.
I don't know.
We will see.
Ugh. Anyways, we'll see you guys next week.
Boom.
Like Stone Cold Steve Austin, it kinda looks like Kevin Owens. Dean Ambrose is in his daydreams, and Charlotte is in his sex dream. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So what's wrong with wrestling? Oh no. I'm not just crazy, loud, egocentric, no doubt that's Joe. Proclaimed strongest and best looking man in the world. Loves wrestling, but only part time. Strong, big, flair's pretty sublime, yeah. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. Eric's third most loved, and he can't really hold in his piss. He made hashtag push Eric Gallo push him off a cliff. He doesn't think Stacy Keebler is that high, and we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling?